welcome everyone to the Carolina Outdoors, available wherever podcasts are heard. If you listen to the Carolina Outdoors, share it with a friend, whether it be via podcast or you just want to make an extra friend and tell them to get up early on a Saturday via the airwaves of News 1110 WBT 99.3. This is Bill Barty, one of the outdoor guys. All the other outdoor guys have disappeared. They are a hike on the ridgeline, maybe fishing a trout stream. Maybe they've gone to the beach, all except TJ the DJ Boggs.
The last one standing.
And there he is. We just found out about his charcoal chimney that he has in the backyard.
Yes.
So we all want to go over to his house after the Carolina Outdoors and share in whatever he's going to cook up for us. We hope that you have summer plans.
Bring your own meat.
You heard it right there from the voice of TJ. He'll do the rest. Maybe you want to bring a napkin, too,
yeah.
or a paper plate.
Yeah.
That's what it means in the summer, though, is to get out there and cook up a little something. Maybe go on vacation, go on an adventure somewhere. Hopefully your adventure starts here with the Carolina Outdoors program, and maybe sneak over where we hang our hat through the week at Jesse Brown's, outfitting people for excursion and adventures all over the Carolinas and beyond. Listen, do you know a mountain that is shrinking? And no, it's not Crowder's Mountain. I'm going to tell you a mountain that's shrinking. Of course, the Uaures to Charlotte's east are recognized as some of the world's oldest mountains. Back in the olden days, thousands and millions of years ago, they were the size of the U.S. Rockies or even larger. How about a popular international destination, a mountain that many people want to climb as a part of their bucket list? This Tanzanian volcanic mountain called Kilimanjaro, jutting out of the African continent at 19,318 feet, as it was measured in 2014. In 2008, it was 19,327. That's 9 feet bigger in 2008. In 1999, it was 4 feet larger at 19,331. And in 1952, it was 10 feet larger than that at 19,341 via a British Ordnance Survey that was done back then in 1952. Do you think that makes this mountain easier to climb?
I honestly doubt it.
I doubt it, too. But we're going to ask our next guest here on the Carolina Outdoors, because he has climbed this mountain since he was 40 years old, 17 or 18 or so, who's asking, who's counting, years ago, Macon Dunnigan took on Mount Kilimanjaro and climbed it, and since then he has climbed it 40-plus times. We're going to learn more about Mount Kilimanjaro right now with Charlotte's own Macon Dunnigan. Macon, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Hey, and Bill, I've got a reason why that mountain's shrinking.
Oh, we want to know.
Because all the charlatans climbing on that thing, pushing it down.
It's all under their boots.
I can't believe it. All the people from Charlotte has climbed that mountain since I climbed it first in 1998. Well, so, yeah, that's the reason the mountain's shrinking.
Well, yeah, you've lost 14 feet since 1998 or so. Hey, does that make it easier to climb, Macon?
Absolutely not. It is still the hardest mental physical challenge you will ever voluntarily ever do in your life. And people say, well, no, it's not. It can't be harder than a marathon or ultra marathon. And it is, because what it is, you got to put in altitude. And then in a marathon, you can just stop and walk off the path if you got a cramp. Kilimanjaro, you still got to come back down the thing.
Oh, you know what, before we had you on, I was doing a little bit of research and what the name Kilimanjaro means, and nobody really knows. There are many debates. Some say it's the White Mountain and some say it's the Giant Mountain, but one of the reasons reasons for the name was, in translation, it stood for the unclimbable mountain. So, Macon,
right,
what are some of the major challenges of climbing this unclimbable mountain?
Well, altitude, number one. That is the biggest hurdle that people have climbing Kilimanjaro. And now we use diamox or acetylsalicylamide to get through the altitude sickness. And another thing is just being in shape. A lot of people think it's just going to be a lark and they're just going to go walk up the thing, and then they find out how difficult it is because there are seven different routes, and so and each of them has different way of steepness to it. And it's just I climbed the Rongai route now on the Kenyan side of the mountain because not only is it the most gradual ascent, it's also the most beautiful of all the routes because you get to look over Kenya and Tanzania during the 7 days on the mountain.
Hey, oh, wow. Tell us, what is the importance of those seven routes? How important is choosing the right route for us, and why does that gradual Rongai route matter in climbing when you're talking about altitude?
Well, a lot of people take the Limosho and Shira routes because they're the longest routes. They take 8 days. A lot of people believe that the more time they're on the mountain, the more that they acclimate to the altitude. Others believe the Machami route, which is ascending and descending route. It goes up and down, so you go high and low, high and low. And a lot of people do that. The Umbwe route is for people who just want to get it done. And that's a 5-day route. And it's very steep, though, but people want to be challenged. The Marangu, of course, route is the hutted route where you don't stay in tents. You're actually in a hut all the way up the mountain. It's called the Coca-Cola route. It's supposed to be easier, but I don't think it is. And then the Rongai route, of course, are just my favorite route. It's very gradual, beautiful, but the only downside is it takes 3.5-hour drive to get to the trailhead.
Ah, so you do travel around the mountain from your from where you're staying to get to the trailhead to take on Mount Kilimanjaro. We're talking to Macon Dunnigan, who has climbed Mount Kilimanjaro 40-plus times. We'll get into the exact number with this. But, Macon, it's on a lot of people's bucket list because although some say it's Kilimanjaro stands for the unclimbable mountain, it is a mountain that a lot of people can climb. You don't need technical mountaineering skills like you would maybe an Everest or Rainier. It's somewhat affordable in the scheme of the seven highest summits on each continent. But tell us about the climate changes. Not only do you have to go through to a higher altitude at 19,300 plus feet, you have several different climates that you go through. Tell us about that part of the challenge.
You know what? That's absolutely right, Bill. The cool thing about Kilimanjaro is like if you went from the equator to the North Pole and back and did it in 6 days, you get to see all the different biospheres. You start off down at the bottom in the agriculture area, and then the next level you're going to go through is the rainforest, deep, dark, wonderful rainforest. Then after that, you go to the highlands area or the moorlands area where there's just shrubbery. And then after that, high desert. And then after that, high desert is around the 13,000-foot area. And then the ice cap, which is the top, which is in around the 18,000-foot. So it's really wonderful, wonderful experience. It's people just get a kick out of the fact that, you know, right down there, they can look down at the rainforest they came up in, and now they're at the moorland area. So it's just it's a wonderful experience.
Wow, that's crazy.
No kidding. You have to take all your clothes when you're going there. Of course, over at Jesse Brown's, we've outfitted for people doing this sort of thing, Macon Dunnigan, Charlotte's own treasure. And, Macon, you have worked as an ambassador with Tanzania and the Tanzanian government. You've been recognized by the governor of North Carolina and have received several citations of the positive kind, not the kind that the Highway Patrol gives out.
And, right.
And how many times have you climbed Mount Kilimanjaro?
42 now, and I go back for 43, 44, 45 now. In July.
And those three that you just said, 43, 44, 45, are somewhat special or somewhat dangerous. I don't know which is which. Tell us why.
Well, you know, I've got my first climb is the first week of July, and it's just a fun climb. I've got some people from all over the country who want to climb. There are about 12 of us. But my second climb is Samaritan's Feet, the local group. Everybody knows Manny and what he's done with Samaritan's Feet, and I'm taking them up Kilimanjaro. But what I'm doing is I'm coming down on the 16th of July, and on the 17th of July, I go right back up with the rotor with the Cannon School. We go up Kilimanjaro, and right behind that group is the Rotary, our local Rotary, doing the Empollo Now climb with my wife Kim, who will be on that climb. And so I'm doing a back-to-back climb, coming down the 16th, going back up the 17th, and then on the 21st I summit Kilimanjaro, and then come back down and pick up my wife and her friends down at 15,500 feet, the Rotary group, and take them back up. So I go from 19.5 down to 15, meet Kim and the Rotary group, and then 8 hours later go back up to Uhuru Peak. To do that, so it's a back-to-back climb with a double summit.
That is a roller coaster of a month.
And now, Macon, are you worried at all about the physical toll that this could or would take on you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I'm 58 years old, and doing something that this strenuous, it is. But again, climbing Kilimanjaro, 1 foot in front of the other. That's it. You just motor up the mountain. It's not a race. Nobody's asking you to be the first. And I've done it, you know, by that time, 44, 45 times. And so I've got a really good idea of what I'm getting ready to do. But I think, again, having Kim with me on the mountain to take her up Kilimanjaro for the first time all the way to Uhuru Peak will be a motivation enough to stay at 15,500 feet while the Cannon School folks going back down to Springlands Hotel and for a beverage and a hot shower. I'm going to stick around at 15,500 feet at Dusty Kibo and just hang out and wait for my wife and the Rotary group to show up. And 8 hours later, we're going to march back up the mountain.
Many a man has been motivated by his wife, so you aren't any different that way. Hey, Macon Dunnigan, you're going to be at Jesse Brown's after all of this, August 8th at 6 p.m. Everybody is invited. It's an informational, so if Mount Kilimanjaro is on your bucket list, hey, it's a shrinking mountain. Maybe it could be easier by the time you get up it. Stop by Jesse Brown's August 8th, 6 p.m. Macon Dunnigan, thank you so much for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors.